Sheldon.
Yes, sir.
What is this smear stuff you're putting out here on powder? Jim tells me that because some company he's going with or something that he's being questioned.
I don't know, sir. What?
Didn't you talk to Jim Jones about Fowler and Ford?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Well, the problem is that Ford is spread all over town, or at least somebody is spread all over town. Ford was going to talk with you and talk with the secretary in regard to these...
Well, I don't think anybody spread over town, except I told you that Ford had written me a letter, and 100 other folks are just raising hell about it.
These two lawyers have come in here and told me that Mr. Ford was going to see you, sir.
Well, Ford hasn't seen me.
Well, I don't know.
But he's written, but he's got a perfect right to. This is no goddamn Gestapo where a bunch of little farts over an outfit can violate what the president tells them to do. I told you weeks ago that I didn't want you to involve me in a bunch of this last-minute hunky-dunky stuff. And I called you and you said, no, it wasn't being done at all. And I told Joe Barr the same thing. Now you're coming in here and saying, well, because Fowler's doing something for it. Paul Austin, every man I've talked to, this affects, is strongly against it.
Well, I'm not for you writing these things downtown.
Of course not.
I said to you, sir, that we didn't have to put it out, but I think I just have to go through this.
Went through it. I don't know why. When you president issues you an order and tells you, by God, not to be doing this stuff, you've had 5 years over there. Why in the hell haven't you issued it before? But why do you want to do it in January?
Well, Mr. President, this was issued 3 weeks before you told me that. I can't say that I'm withdrawing this pursuant to your order because it was issued 3 weeks before that. Now, I think we can accomplish what you would like to accomplish. That was why I told Jim I'd like to see you. I think we can accomplish what you'd like to accomplish by just changing the effective date of it so that they can go ahead with their transaction.
No, I'm not going to put it in effect.
No.
This administration just not going to, as I understood you're talking about going ahead and us promulgating, but making it effective June or July.
No.
I think the Congress ought to do that. Nobody ever elected you to anything, and regulations either. And I just think that the Congress ought to pass on things like this.
Well, can you give me just a half a minute?
Yes, I can give you all the time you want.
Okay. Secretary Fowler had the idea of the 6 months, and that would have been all right.
Well, I don't want to mix up Fowler in this.
There's a better way than that, and we wouldn't finalize it. Right now, it's a notice of rulemaking. It's not an effective rule. It's not enforced. It's only a proposed rule which somebody has to finalize sometime or withdraw. But I think we could accomplish what you would like and still not embarrass either me or the secretary or anybody else by changing the beginning effective date of the notice, not finalizing it, but just saying that because we've received so many comments, and because we don't have time to study them before we leave office, and because we don't want to affect businesses that are in the process of doing things that they have done previously, that instead of the beginning date running back to October, that in any event, even though we're going to leave it for our successors to decide, that the beginning of date won't start until 1969 under any circumstances. And then let them decide whether they want to keep it or get rid of it or modify it or do anything they wish to.
Well, why don't we just issue a statement and say the president has asked the departments that's been here 5 years under his administration to have no quickie regulations here in the last 2 months of his administration that would have far-reaching effects such as this one. In that view, we're leaving it up just like we are the tax reforms to the next administration, and we'll trust them to do what's in the public judgment. We just can't believe we got all the brains and purpose and conscience in the world.
Well, my latter proposal would accomplish that.
Don't you imply that you're putting it in effect that way?
No, because it doesn't finalize it. Somebody still has to sit and study and decide whether they want it or they don't want it.
But you make them turn it down, don't you?
We make them take a position one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yes or no. Now, I went to see Abe Sunday morning to ask him what I wanted to get an impartial view and somebody that I knew you had
come. Well, he never heard the other side of it. I don't guess he knows that I have been raising hell since last August when Humphrey was running. These folks, I didn't want my administration to be writing a lot of goddamn law the last 6 months. Is here is lame duck. When they turned Abe down, I said this is a pretty good omen that they don't want lame duck president doing all these things. And I've been trying to get them, and goddamn, they came out of the blinds and the sidewalks, and they rose up under the attic, and they started writing everything they could. Wilbur Cohen says anybody wants relief, just walk in, and I'll put you on the payroll. Well, Alan Boyd said anybody wants to stop any highway, just walk in, holler once, and I'll stop it. Bill Wirtz said I'll reorganize the whole Labor Department where no son of a bitch living can ever put it back together again. You come along here and say I'm going to change all the goddamn restricted stock deal. I haven't been restricted through Congress. I've been here 5 years and sat on my tail and done nothing about it, but I'm going to do it the last 2 months. So I just tried to cancel the whole outfit out, and I tell everybody that talks to me. I told Paul Austin, I don't have a human. My brother-in-law won't even speak to me because you bureaucrats have just gone around here and figured out anybody in the world that you can stir up and make mad. And ain't a damn human left that I can find. And I just said, please, oh God, please, if this is required in the public interest, I don't want to pass on the merits. If it is essential to protect the Republic, let's assume that the Commissioner of Internal Revenue succeeds. You've got more sense as you have.
Well,
why do you have to do it?
I'm willing not to do it, but I don't think I'm in a position to walk away from it either, once having taken a position publicly. And if you want us to cite your order and say that I'm advised that this is in violation of that order and therefore I'm withdrawing it, do that. But that was the one I tried out on Abe, and he said he didn't.
I'll try it on him too. I don't think he's heard a damn thing about it. I don't think he's heard anything but your side of it.
Well, I tried to portray yours as best I could, sir. I'm sure you can do a better job.
Well, I don't know if I can do a better job or not, but. I'll lose some confidence in his judgment after I do it, he still feels like it. We ought to be writing these things the last 2 months of this administration.
Well, as I indicate, we can leave this completely open and let these people make their year-end transactions up through the end.
That's kind of like dismissing an indictment, though, isn't it? Don't you?